Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Michael Blackson, I ain't that famous.
You're very famous on my podcast. You're the second biggest name on this podcast, Chinese Best Friend.
Well, it's a second name by default. We don't have any other choice. Three of our Blackson's angels got deported to Canada. What the fuck? Michael Blackson. Mike, I'm sorry. I think I just saw an alien spaceship right there, Mike. No joke. Wow. It's an alien spaceship.
Where? That's a reflection right of there. The light.
No, right there. Look.
Oh,
get
shoot.
Up, Mike, a big one.
Oh,
seriously.
My gosh.
Shit, I just witnessed an alien spaceship.
What
right
is
now.
That?
Alien spaceship.
A helicopter?
No, it's not. Mike, that's a goddamn spaceship.
Whoa, what is that?
Spaceship.
It's a fucking spaceship.
It's a balloon.
Yeah. Seriously, Chinese Best Friend?
Yo, I thought it was one.
You wasted fucking 37 seconds of my life. I'll never
I'm
get back.
Sorry, Michael Blackson. I've been watching a lot of alien stories and how Elon Musk was.
To be fair,
born
it was
Mars.
Creepy. It looked like one, kind of.
Yeah, that's just a birthday balloon dinosaur.
Well, welcome back to Los Angeles. What you been doing
you.
While you're here?
I've been recording. I've been getting ready to launch my album. Which is coming Ooh. Out on Friday.
It comes
Friday?
Out this Friday?
Yeah, Friday.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, Spirit Animal comes on Friday.
Not busy.
I've been working.
What's the album about? Is it one specific topic? You all over the place?
It's just life. I'm all over the place. It's called Spirit Animal. Okay. My spirit animal is a zebra.
So a zebra?
It's a zebra, yeah.
How can we tell? Where do we go?
To know what your spirit animal is?
Yeah, do we Google it or something?
Oh, no, no. You just have to, like, think about the attributes of certain animals and then discern. I think you would probably be...
He went to a public school.
Do I choose our own animal?
You can if you think you identify with a particular animal.
So you identify with a zebra?
I think it's definitely
Why
zebra.
Why do you think it's a zebra?
You know, like, the zebra's, like, it's not the king of the jungle, but it's, like, fucking special. Like, it's,
is
like,
it,
something
like,
very unique.
Like, you
want to
fuck a white man have a mixed baby?
It's what the lions eat. The zebra. It's what the lions eat.
Is that what... But lions eat everything.
Yeah, lions are greedy. Lions like a fat bitch just going around just eating everything.
Just when... Yeah, yeah.
They eat everything.
So what would you be?
McDonald's...
What would your spirit animal be?
Oh, man.
You get to choose. Oh, yeah, Mike, we want to
hear
that.
Yeah, you can choose.
You was next, motherfucker.
No, I don't want to. I want to hear you.
What
are
animal?
You?
Let me see. I'm a nice, loving...
Loving animal?
Yeah, what's that animal always kissing?
Oh.
A dog.
No, is it not a skunk, is it?
What's that? Ew! Skunk. Skunks stink.
No, no, but what's an animal? What, when this cartoon is always just a lovey-dovey. Maybe I'm a rabbit. I like to fuck all the time, maybe.
Oh, yeah, you are like a Humpty Dumpty all the time.
Yeah, like a, maybe I could be a dog, too. A hump, or like a dog. She's a zebra. Zebra is a half-half. I might be a half-rabbit and a half-dog. Woof, woof. Yeah,
wow. Wow, that sounds like some
I might be
African
a rabbit.
You might
rabbit.
Be a cat.
I ain't no fucking cat.
No, he's
I
not a no cat.
Meow, 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 motherfucker.
And what are you?
You are meow, meow.
I mean, what am I? Do I have a choice? Or
yeah, yeah, you can choose.
Like, what do you
or
think
whatever
you are?
I want.
What do you identify with? Like.
I think I want to be like a crocodile or something.
Wow.
Because I don't like to talk to a lot of people.
You're talking to like 200,000 people every day, Chinese best friend.
It doesn't mean he likes it, though.
I've never heard. Listen to our podcast really much, Mike, because I can't. I get irritated by my own voice.
That's interesting. You
yeah,
say
I,
that.
Nah, that's true. I don't like to listen. I've never.
Yeah.
Have you listened?
I don't like
I've
my speaking voice.
I've
I actually
never
listened one time.
Listened to an episode of this show ever, and we are like on episode number 30 something. I don't know.
397.
Wow.
No, I have listened to it today. It's pretty funny.
I'm not. You can't pay me to listen to myself.
It's Mike.
Wow.
It's really funny. I didn't.
The only thing
know.
I like to watch myself do. I don't even like watching my stand up. Oh God, I just hate myself.
Mike,
really?
I watch it all the time.
That's shocking.
You're funny.
Thanks, Chinese best friend. Yeah. Thanks for your approval.
I watch four of your three of your shows.
What in person?
Yeah, I was there with you, Mike.
When?
Remember you drove. From to some place in like Inglewood.
Oh yeah, then we
the
went to
Burbank.
Oh yeah, Burbank.
Ah, Mike, you gotta open a special, like now, Michael Blackson. But you could do anytime. I mean,
nah,
I think you're the funniest man alive right now.
Thanks, man. Chinese best friend. I appreciate that. Well, I am due for a special. I should probably do it right.
You are due, like a super due.
I'm gonna do it for the year is out. I'm gonna shoot it.
That's lit.
The thing about it, I had shot one. I was going to put it out, but I shot it right before the pandemic, and then it became not relevant anymore.
Oh, yeah, because things change.
I'm the type of comic that, like, I'm very current. So you know, if anything coming out, mm-hmm. it has to be so very current, like, you know, a few months current. Mm-hmm. So that's special. I shot that shit in December of, like, 19.
Oh, yeah.
And then fucking 2020 March, there's a whole pandemic. So
it's
now,
already over.
It can't mean.
But it's okay. People will still pay for it.
I would have to put that out when
like
the pandemic dies.
Amazon at. Prime.
It got to be something later. But I have to do something on the pandemic. My material right now on what's going on in America right now is dope, is hype, is the funniest shit. So
Mike, I think you could do like a 4-hour special. I've seen you fucking 2 hours
yeah,
one time.
I'm not going to mistake that long.
And you've been touring this whole pandemic.
Been,
like, you haven't stopped anything.
Well, no. We stopped from March to July. We kind of like went back in August.
Right.
Yeah. Pandemic was like March of 2020, and then we started it.
Mike, I think the whole world is really waiting for you.
You're born in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Went to Jersey. Why? Who goes from Los Angeles? Who the fuck goes to Jersey from out of LA?
From the hot to the cold.
Do your parents go there for
yes.
like work?
My dad is from Jersey. And
oh, okay. What part of Jersey?
Jersey City.
I know Jersey City. Mm-hmm. Let me make you feel at home. Pap, 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 pap. It's like,
wow.
No. I'm sorry.
Gunshot sounds. Mike. Huh? Mike, is that gunshot?
Yeah, that's gun drive by.
Wow.
Jersey City is a tough. I'm not school. It's right. It's Jersey City is right before you get over that bridge to New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
right there.
They just right at the. Was he? Is it closer to Lincoln or the Holland Tunnel? Where
Holland.
Are we going to do at the Holland Tunnel?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always like thought it was strange that they claim Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, as New York, but it's really in Jersey.
It is in Jersey.
It is.
But they always say, "Oh, New York," and
oh, I didn't know
yeah,
that.
That's so strange. It's in the water, though.
What?
So it's like
it's in New Jersey, official New Jersey waters.
So it's on the New Jersey water. Wow!
That.
I didn't know that. I did not know the Statue of Liberty.
Well, the Statue of Liberty is owned by your friends from France.
Who?
Rudy Gobert's families. They're from France, right? They dropped it off from France.
Did it come from France?
Statue yep. of Liberty.
I didn't know that it was made. It was created in France.
Yeah, and they gave
it.
It
was
a
gift. Yeah.
To the U.S.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Bonjour, motherfucker.
Yeah, they own that, Mike. They might repossess it anytime they want.
So why was it a gift? Like for Americans to let them in? Like what was the gift? Why is it giving a gift?
I don't know.
Like a symbol of peace.
Yeah, well, civil peace after their revolution and to honor our revolution and to they helped us.
I had no fucking idea.
Chinese. That's why there's seven horns on her helmet. This the seven regions of France. It represents the seven regions of France. Wow.
I didn't have no idea that the Statue of Liberty was a fucking was a French lady.
And then what is that called? The Eiffel Tower is owned by.
Was that a gift too? How the fuck? I want to see how that shit got delivered, motherfucker.
It was a gift from George Washington to. I'm just
this nigga's lying, man.
That one's a lie. Yeah, I don't know.
Why the fuck I listen to you?
But the Statue of Liberty, I know. Can you believe that? Michael Brock.
And the Brooklyn Bridge was a fucking gift from where? Fucking
definitely from
Rodney
China.
King, motherfucker.
No, Chinese are always building bridges. Y'all are building bridges in Kenya as well.
Yeah, trying to build a bridge in Mike's house, but I didn't bring my tools.
I like to bridge your contract off this goddamn show. Right?
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe. It's free. So go do it. Right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Let's name our top 5 Afrobeat artists, right?
Okay.
That's tough. It's going to be tough. I know.
Okay, that's going to be very tough.
Your top 5, and then we'll go to, of all of them, who's to use like number 1. Let's just pick 5 first. No particular order.
Obviously, Burna Boy. Obviously, Wizkid. Obviously, David O. Because that's the 3 everyone talks about.
Right, those 3. And then what would be the other 2 that you think?
Me, myself, of course, obviously.
Okay,
Kimani.
Always.
I would have to say... from East Africa, you can put Diamond in there. You can put him in there.
Who?
Diamond from Tanzania. You can throw him in there. Yep, definitely top. You need more, right? Casper Nyovest, South Africa. There's a million. Yemi Alade, she's huge. That's not 20. I mean, it's over 5.
I was just trying to go 10 then, because we are like 7 now.
But I've been naming all of them. You don't know any Chinese best friend?
Mike is teaching, showing me.
Mike, you got to show him more, man.
No, he does. Yeah.
I haven't listened to the Tanzanian girl yet. Maybe I've heard the song. I didn't know who it was.
Okay. Oh, it's a guy.
It's a guy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do you understand Swahili?
I don't speak that. Oh. I barely understand.
I heard the English. Ghana girl song. Have you heard it?
Oh, Kidi's dope. Kidi's amazing.
So how about South Africa? Who you name out of South Africa?
I named Casper.
He's a guy also?
Yeah, he's a guy. He's a rapper. I think he's incredible. He's a dope performer.
Is he better than the other guy that did that song recently? He's like, he had that really hot song right now.
You talking about Focalistic?
Focalistic, yeah.
Way different vibe.
For real?
Way different vibe. I mean, no, Casper does. He does I'm a Piano too, but like he's a rapper. So he does. And then he's a, I don't know how to explain it. Casper has performed on like, sold out stadiums on his own, 70,000 people.
Oh, he's that 90,000. Big.
Yeah, everyone I'm mentioning is like, have done something pretty cool.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, dope. All right, of all of them, because I mean, you name those top three, so I got to think I come out of those top three. Between DaVita, Wizkid, and Burna Boy. You think those are the top three Afrobeat? Because they're
definitely.
They're known worldwide.
I would have to say, ooh, that's difficult.
And Burna just got really, I guess, when nominated. I think he won a Grammy this year. He got nominated one time, and this year he finally won it.
Yeah.
He did win it this year, right?
He won. Yeah,
he did
won.
Win. Okay. Yeah. All right. So between Burna Boy, Davido, and Wizkid, those are the top three. I mean, Davido make a song every hour. He's probably making a song right now.
You That's know, how you do it.
Burna Boy, I think, came from like underground and then boom, made his way to the top. And then Wizkid has just like, I mean, you know, he has just, I mean, right now he's
Let's
probably,
narrow it down. Let's just narrow it down.
It's down to three.
So. Now let's narrow it down to two. So let's take Davido out.
No, okay. You can't.
All right.
And we're going to. Davido started the movement.
Well, I mean, no. Well, no.
I'm gonna
no,
stay
no.
out of this one because I don't want. Yeah, want problems.
No. All right, so let's try to figure. All right.
God.
Okay, now we got the we got Wizkid and the Body song, right? How does the song go? The Body, my body, whatever. With the Wizkid song with Justin Bieber.
Oh, with Thames. The song is with Thames.
I'm gonna go back to what.
That's the biggest song right now, honestly. Like that really is in the song of the moment. So if you want to talk about what's the biggest right now, it's Wizkid. Period.
Right.
2 years, yes. Last year it was Burna. Right now it's Wiz. The year before that it was David. Because remember David had If and Fall.
Right,
and then after that it was Burna because he had Ye and everything else. And then now it's definitely back to Wiz.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting to see who's next.
But I'm gonna go back to the big because Afrobeats to me. You know, especially being introduced to like America, it just happened in the last 5 years.
Wow.
You had a lot to do with it too, Mike.
I mean, definitely. I played it and I showed love to it. But between Joanna and If, I think those were like,
ooh,
it was a
those were the two most popular.
They were competing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, because even like right now, if you go into any club, any hip hop club, they play Joanna, they'll know Joanna.
And
they play
know If.
Yeah. Those, I think those two songs made the break out. Those two songs are probably the most popular.
The Afrobeat blew it up.
But right now, like this new song with
right
Thames,
now, of
this
course.
New one with Thames is definitely the biggest.
Mm-hmm. With Wizkid?
Yeah,
definitely,
Thames.
Of course.
Yeah, that's
And if it was awesome. So hot that, of course, Justin Bieber got on the remix. Is that a remix he got on? Or
it's
just
a remix.
What did you think about it?
It's pretty good.
What, the song?
The remix with Justin. Do you like his verse?
You know, I don't.
I like it.
I've never really cared about Justin Bieber.
Well, I heard it.
I know he's
How
like,
do you feel about it?
I like it.
You like it?
Good.
Okay.
It kind of introduced the a lot of the other race because Justin got involved. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. It just helps
the culture,
the Afrobeat
right?
Yeah, it
world.
Helps the culture.
Okay.
It reminds me of the reggae back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
they got
the
a lot
of
happy
movement.
Vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very peaceful place, everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think what it is like, you know, a lot of African music, I don't want to call it like escapism, but we need to escape our problems with music. We need something to make us dance.
Oh,
we need to something
so
to forget about what you're going through and just come dance. That's the vibe.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why, you know, people don't really sing about the Afrobeats. There's a few songs that talk about the struggles, like the one Techno did with the
Madu.
Another man, but whatever. Anyway, but I feel like whatever the
I
song.
I want to use my money
that's
to
not,
scatter
that's
your
not
brain
techno,
for you.
That's Kiss
wow.
Daniel, and that's. There's Kiss
wow.
Daniel that has nothing to do with that.
I love
just like what Naira did with that song, doing that that whole thing with with it, Nigerian. What's going on? Right. Nigerian?
But in, even so, it's still up tempo. You'll still be dancing. You'll, still be dancing, you'll be dancing to your pants.
Oh, holy water.
That's no,
nah, man.
Water. This is
that's not political. Or even if you go far back as like Fela Kuti, right? He was making political music, but you still definitely dance. Like that's
Mike too. He made one. It's called Motombo.
It had nothing to do with nothing. Yeah, I was talking about my dick, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Mike, I thought you were talking about Dikembe Mutombo. He used to play with Charles Barkley.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, is a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.